hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work. If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Brush Housing Authority in Brush reminds listeners to spend more time with an elderly member of our community. What better way to show you care than to remember a family member, friend, or neighbor? Checking on their welfare, making a phone call, or a simple visit can make all the difference in the quality of their life. This message was courtesy of the folks who care at Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families, and they're doing their part to keep it that way. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 970-482-5046. 970-482-5046.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. And have you ever wondered why all of the media, I mean, literally almost every vehicle used by the media, whether it be radio or television or certainly in newspapers or news magazines, all of them insist that global warming is real? Well, it's a fraud. It should be obvious it's a fraud. I mean, look at the storms, the cold we're having. This is one of the coldest, wettest winters we've ever had, and I'm sure it's cold there in the Colorado area, but all across the world, we have global cooling. In fact, Sydney, you can go to Art Robinson's website, or look him up on your search engine. Art Robinson has basically over 32,000 scientists, many of them deal specifically with the weather, who say there's absolutely no evidence that human activity has caused global warming. We had global warming till about 10 years ago, then we went into a period of global cooling a few years ago. The ocean levels are actually dropping, and yet there's a coordinated program all across America, indeed all across the world, to convince people that we have global warming. Well, now they call it climate change, but we know it's related to that deadly carbon dioxide that is so necessary for plants to grow with. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lie told often enough will be believed. Fortunately, I think that some people are beginning to realize they've been lied to. But why are they coordinating this program? Because they want to destroy Western civilization. That's what it's all about. So they limit the access to using fossil fuels. You limit our access to power and electricity and the use of our cars. Do that, you destroy our industries. And that's what it's all about. And with us this morning is certainly an expert on the subject, Michael Kaufman, who certainly says his PhD, he is a scientist, he knows what he's talking about, he's done some wonderful DVDs and productions, which we do carry. Michael, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It looks like maybe like God is helping us to get the information out. It's pretty hard to believe we have global warming when things are so cold.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, it's one of those issues where I think God is giving us a chance to see the fallacy and the fraud of this global warming scheme, that people can make a decision so that they have the opportunity to realize that if we're having cooling and carbon dioxide is continuing to increase in our atmosphere, then there's something wrong with the man-caused theory. And all of these proclamations that if it gets warmer, it's due to global warming. If it gets colder, it's due to global warming, and so forth, by these alarmist scientists and the media and so forth. There's only so much of that you can accept without realizing this guy, these guys are telling us a pack of lies. And yet the American people, about 40% of them, well, actually closer to 25%, truly still believe that man is causing global warming in spite of all the contrary evidence.
Well, you know, but the thing is that at least some people are beginning to see through the facade.
Yes. Well, you know, it is interesting in that respect. 3 years ago, almost 77% of the American people believed that man was causing global warming. That has dropped to less than 50% now, and as I said just a moment ago, around 25% adamantly believe it. The balance are people that basically think, well, it must be man-caused because I'm being told that, but I don't really buy into it all that much. And I think we have an opportunity at this particular point in time to really reach the American people, because if, in fact, we do not learn any lessons from Tuesday's election, in other words, the Democrats continue to force health care and then they move on, because Reid has said he will take up this climate change bill in the spring this year, or the cap and trade bill, and if he does that, we could literally lose this country overnight. I mean, it's that quick. I mean, we have to understand that this cap and trade is not designed to protect the Earth. It has nothing to do with protecting the Earth. Even those who are adamantly supporting it realize it will do almost nothing to reduce temperatures out 50 to 100 years. But it will allow the federal government to take over control of our economy and the free market system and have a planned economy. So what we're seeing here is nothing more than an effort on the part of the global elite that we've talked about for decades, taking their final stand and taking over the U.S. economy, and we have to stop it.
But don't you think, Michael, it is also designed to destroy our economy, because
yes,
you cannot have...
Absolutely. If you are going
economy.
To create a world government, you basically have to destroy the whole financial mechanism and the set of freedoms that are innate in the American Constitution, U.S. Constitution. And to do that, you have to basically break the bank. And Saul Alinsky talked about this in his book, that the only way to effect major change and to create a socialist fascist system is basically to collapse the system entirely and start over from new. And we could not, over this past year, could not have embarked upon a set of legislations and so forth to do that more effectively than it's been done during this Obama administration this past 12 months. Either they are extremely ignorant and naive over the economy, or they are deliberately trying to destroy the United States. There aren't any really other opportunities or alternatives to that, because they cannot, they're either stupid, and I don't think they're stupid, or they're trying to destroy the U.S. economy.
Oh, I don't think they're stupid at all. I really think that there is an organized effort to destroy our economy, to actually force American corporations overseas. I mean, we've lost, certainly in the last 10 years, half of our manufacturing jobs, and we're losing more all the time. You know, we give money to General Motors to open plants, and they open them in China and in Russia and Brazil, but not here in the United States. We give Fiat Motor Company, Chrysler, to a Fiat, and they're opening plants in Mexico and in Italy. But, well, they're opening one plant here to build motors, but they're going to assemble them in Mexico. What madness is that? We'll be right back.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Michael Kaufman, and we're talking about this scam of global warming, but people don't understand. This is not a mistake. These people know what they're doing, because there really are people who want to destroy Western civilization, and they openly have written about it. If you read the Global Biodiversity Assessment, and you read Agenda 21, you read the Earth Charter, there's a wonderful book. It was put out by Gary Brown, I think it was, pardon me, Gary North. It was called The Greening, and it goes into the background of an interview that a man named Marie Strong gave to a reporter from West Magazine many years ago, I think about 79 or 80. We have the article, anybody wants to read it. And Marie Strong talked, who was a multi-billionaire, talked about what was happening to the Earth and how really a group of wealthy people were one day going to get together and just tumble, destroy the economy, and simply collapse Western civilization. It was the only way to save the Earth. Are you acquainted with that article, Michael?
No, not specifically.
Well, we actually have copies, if you'd ever like a copy of it. A fascinating insight into the mind of one of the major coordinators of the first, second, and third Earth Summit. I know you went to the third Earth Summit there in Johannesburg.
Right.
But you pick up the story.
Well, the third Earth Summit basically was in Johannesburg, South Africa in 2002, in which I attended. And there's a number of things that as Christians and as well as concerned citizens that we need to know. That effort was to actually implement what is known as the United Nations Agenda 21. And if you've listened to Stan's broadcast in the past, you know all about Agenda 21. It's a 40-chapter document that sets out a series of four goals that cover every aspect of our economy, our lives, including the rights of women and children and all the rest, that are supposed to be implemented over the next 10 or 15 years. And they literally, if you look at them, control or affect every single aspect of our lives. And none of them look all that onerous on the surface. But as you dig into it, what you find is that they're interlocking one to another, and before you know it, what you have is basically an ironclad, tyrannical sort of overall governance over our lives that the United Nations and its the people controlling it will control your lives in every respect. I can't really overemphasize that point. This Earth, the Agenda 21, basically controls everything that we do. But what was actually happening in the Earth Summit in 2002 in Johannesburg was that they wanted to introduce what they call the Earth Charter. And I'm sure you've heard about this in the past, too, if you've listened to Stan. The Earth Charter is a series, supposedly, of ethics that the United Nations wanted to adopt. But if you look at it carefully, it's a global religion. And it came to the last day, the last final hour, 4:30 in the morning. The group that I was within had convinced the U.S. State Department representatives delegation that this was a very dangerous thing. It wasn't benign because in the wings, they had another treaty to give legal teeth to this Earth Charter and force us to obey pantheistic types of beliefs. That's where Earth is God, and we must save the Earth and protect the Earth from all human activity. I mean, it is really, really bad. And we said, we were able to convince the State Department, not me specifically, but the group that I was with, were able to convince the State Department to object to this in the final consensus document. It was taken out that morning, and therefore we do not have a global sanctioned religion yet, but we came within hours of having that in 2002. And it's going to happen eventually, because the Bible says it's going to, but nonetheless, where you have God that is not in this timetable will be able to stop anything. And the question that you need to ask yourself is, what can I do to be an arm of God here on planet Earth? Because it was just a group of about a dozen people in this organization that I was with that actually spent quite a bit of time with the State Department delegation that were able to convince them to take it out. Those people didn't have to be there. They had lives back in the United States and so forth, but they chose to be there and to make this attempt, and it worked. God used them in a very powerful way. The same as he used me back in 1994 in stopping the Convention on Biological Diversity from being ratified. Another miracle, but somebody was in the right place at the right time that God had called to do something, and he used that to be able to stop this global agenda.
Well, I think people really don't know what is going on behind the scenes, but we can be very thankful for people like Michael, who helped block the biodiversity treaty that almost got through the Senate, blocking the Earth Charter there in Johannesburg in 2002, a very important thing. We're buying time. Ladies and gentlemen, God is giving us time, I believe, to reach more and more people, and our job is to reach them, to let them understand that there is a diabolical plan to destroy the infrastructure of this nation. Of course, it should be very obvious that there's an effort to destroy the faith of our people. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, because they knew a generation later you would have an immoral society, and we have an immoral society. Everything is going on plan, but we have an opportunity to intervene, because we have a voice through radio and through the wonderful DVDs that Michael has put out. You put out a lot of information on global warming, and we carry most of it. We'd like to tell our listeners about it and why it's important they get that and show it to their friends and let them understand America is under attack today, not from the terrorists, not from the underwear bomber and the shoe bomber, neither one of who had a blasting cap that could possibly have set off the explosives that they were carrying with them. It's all a scam. It's all a sham. The real enemy is in Washington, D.C. and New York, and they hate America, and America is under attack and being eroded today by these people. What about this information, these DVDs you've been putting out on global warming?
Well, one of the things that we have found extremely effective, Stan, is our global warming, our global governance DVD. That one explains not only the science, the rotten sciences behind the global warming, man-caused global warming theory, but also describes the political effort to create a world government. There is no doubt about it. The problem is that one is probably not the best one for someone who is totally convinced that man is causing global warming, because they will consider it as a conspiracy, even though this past year, I mean, it's been right smack in our face every day. The other one is emerging global warming or emerging science, and emerging science and understanding, and that one is a powerful DVD from a number of respects. It doesn't get into the political aspects of what is going on. It's designed for people who want to know the truth about global warming. It lays out the most current science, with one exception, and that's on the website that you can take a look at now. But it really shows the current information as to why man cannot be, literally cannot be, from a pure physics standpoint, causing global warming. And that one is a very powerful DVD to show to people who would probably dismiss anything that's dealing with a conspiracy and so forth. If they begin to realize that this is a they've been lied to for the last 25 years, then they can be shown the Global Warming or Global Governance DVD, because that one really drives home the fact that this whole thing is nothing but a fraud designed to implement world government. But to try to show someone who is convinced that man is causing global warming and doesn't believe in the conspiracy stories, and so in spite of the fact that it's been right in our face all year long, this Emerging Science DVD is the best one to show them, and then introduce the other one once they are convinced that they have been lied to. Because there is no doubt, once you watch this DVD, there is no doubt that man cannot be causing global warming. And therefore, you have to ask the question, well, why are they doing this? Why are they lying to us? And then that opens them up to the realization that it was a scam designed to basically take their freedoms away. And the other thing about the Emerging Science DVD, if you are homeschooling or have a teacher in your school system that is willing to show the other side of the story, this DVD is actually designed for the classroom, not only for the living room, but for the classroom, and it has lesson plans and it has a variety of other things that can be used in the classroom. So it is, they are both very effective tools, depending upon who your audience is going to be. They really show the aspects of how science really shows that man cannot be causing global warming. And one goes on to explain the whole global governance agenda behind it. And Stan does carry that, so I would suggest, strongly recommend that you get it. Then we have the new Senate bill coming up this spring, assuming that it's going to be picked up. And we were just reinforced a couple days ago, in spite of this election, that they're going to go ahead with the cap-and-trade legislation. This cap-and-trade legislation is horrifying. It is, as I indicated before, the final nail in the U.S. coffin as far as our economic system is concerned. And we have a whole website devoted to this. It's called nocapandtrade.us, nocapandtrade.us. And it has a wealth of information in it to show, one, how the science does not show global warming, but also the dangers of this cap and trade. What is it going to do, and how is it dangerous to your family, what it's going to cost you, and so forth. And we have a series of YouTube videos, 3 to 4 minute videos, very quick, very easy to watch, and then go about your business and come back a couple days later and watch another one, that shows the dangers, the fact that the science doesn't uphold the concept, and so forth, that can be quickly routed to all of your email recipients and so forth, and help them understand how this treaty is, or not the treaty, but the legislation is so dangerous and is not supported by science whatsoever.
Well, I think it's vitally important that the average individual knows where they can get accurate information, and I can assure our listeners that Michael's information is valid and you need it. Once again, the website people can go to,
excuse me, it's No Cap and Trade. The word "and" is spelled out in nocapandtrade.us.
Nocapandtrade.us. And go there, get the information, learn how to express it, or copy it, and get it to your friends. Let them understand they've been lied to. But the end result of this is going to be to run up the cost of electricity, to run up the cost of fuel, every type of fuel. They want to get you out of your car. They want to force you, onto a bicycle or to walk. They want to get you into an electric car, and then they'll raise the price of electricity so much you won't be able to afford to run your brand new little hybrid or Prius or whatever it is. But even more than that, they want to force industry out of America, because if industry is dependent upon electricity and low-cost electricity, that's why they want to tear the dams out all across America, because hydroelectricity is so cheap. and they don't want electricity. They don't want you using your air conditioning in the summer or your electric heat in the winter, and they certainly don't want you burning wood or coal or anything like that. They just want you to put on more sweaters and sit and shiver and lower our living standards. In fact, Michael, don't you think a lot of this is intentionally lowering the living standards of the average American?
Oh, absolutely. There is no question. You know, Europe has been under cap and trade now for about 3-4 years. Spain, for instance, has been under it for about 12 years, and they have actually experienced this lower standard living. And Great Britain, who has really imposed draconian regulations, is now seeing that it's going to cost lower their standard of living by a huge amount. And they're about ready to revolt in England because of the fact that they passed this legislation under the pretext that it's going to benefit their
economy.
We'll
be back in just a moment with Dr. Michael Kaufman right here at The American.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Keene Research and Development at 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season. Have a party, wedding, graduation, summer reunion, backyard birthday, or a backyard get-together to plan? Well, make sure that occasion is extra special and find all of your party needs at Grand Rental Station. Don't go anywhere else for your canopies, chairs, tables, bounce houses, and dunk tanks. Grand Rental Station has it all. When planning your next event, be sure to add Grand Rental Station staff of expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental Station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Dr. Michael Kaufman. Now, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to talk to him, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But, Michael, before we go on, I want you to get out your website and any other contact information you'd like to get out. Of course, there's one. So the excellent DVD on global governance and another on emerging science. Global governance.
Certainly, Our primary Christian website is discerningtoday.org. Discerningtoday.org. That's discerningtoday.org. And that has links into all the other DVDs and so forth that we sell, as well as the No Cap and Trade website that we talked about a moment ago. But I do want to reiterate that particular website, because the issue that we're talking about right now, that one has the most information, and it's nocapandtrade.us. And it is power-packed with information, solid scientific information, political information, and so forth about how dangerous this particular bill is and how it will be the final nail in the coffin for the economic side of our nation, and the fact that it will reduce your standard of living close to about 10%, or about at least 50% or so over the next 40 or 50 years. So it is, a very, very serious bill.
Well, actually, during the last decade, the standard of living of the average American fell. Now, not dramatically, but they made less money. They had less money left over. Their wages were lower, and of course, they've already started to lower our standard of living. That's the plan. Of course, they can't tell you that. Oh, the politicians are there to help the average American. They're so concerned about American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, the people who are in charge, they're looking after themselves. Certainly all these crazy things about, the taxing the upper-level health care bills, that excludes the government. The special pensions and health care benefits for government employees, but not for you. We have a two-tiered system, an elite system, and then one for the common man. So they're going to lower the living standards for the common man. They're going to wipe out the middle class, and you'll have the government bureaucrats who can get all their benefits. But, of course, the legislation for, say, taxing the Cadillac health plans, that's what they have. But they're not going to tax them. They're just going to tax your health care plan so that yours will be more expensive, and you'll get less benefits. Understand, this is what it's all about, lowering your living standards. Is that what you want? Well, that's what they want, and they're going to do it unless you can help us get the word out. So do you think that the average individual can really believe that there are honestly people who want to lower our living standards, Michael?
It's really hard for most people to understand that, because most people, even ones who are getting benefits from the federal government or from the state government, have a tough time because of understanding that, because they don't necessarily want to do wrong, even though they may be actually doing wrong and not know it. The fact is that the average American citizen cannot believe that there are a group of people out there that want to destroy this nation, take it over, and to actually run our lives in a micromanagement type of concept. And it's a hard thing. It was hard for me to believe this 30 or 40 years ago when I began to tumble onto it. That there would be evil people out there doing it. And the surprising thing about it is that many of these people that are actively involved really don't understand the evil nature of what they're actually implementing. They are doing it just because they're told to do it. You know, it's part of their job, and they just go about a routine business of doing this. You have now, for the first time in American history, more government employees in the labor force than you have in the private force. There are basically what we're saying here, and most of those employees in the government do not contribute anything or any major benefit to the U.S. economy. Now, we need regulations, and we need many of these kinds of things, but there is so much employment in the government, state, federal, and local, that are unneeded. All they do is to drag down the economy. They really are hindrances to our economy unnecessarily. You know, everybody blames the banks. Now, there's enough blame to go around. Everybody blames the banks and so forth for the financial failure in 2008. But it was really Congress that did that through a series of laws and so forth. And it was the Democrats themselves who did it. They don't take any responsibility for it, but they do. Barney Frank, for instance, said a month before the whole collapse that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and so forth were financially solvent and all the rest, and yet they were the biggest ones to collapse. John McCain, interestingly enough, even though I have a lot of problems with John McCain, was the only one really trying to expose what was going on in Freddie Mae and Freddie Mac that was dangerous to the U.S. economy. And yet he got voted out of office, or did not get voted into office. It's an amazing thing. The right has become wrong, and wrong has become right. Just like I think it was Isaiah, maybe it was Jose, I don't remember who, which of the prophets said that, but he said in the end times, that's going to be what's happening. And that's what we're seeing right now, is right has become wrong, and wrong has become right, and most people can't see it because of their indoctrination in the public school systems and the horrible, horrible mainstream media that we have that just never tells the truth.
I agree with you totally. And what we need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is get the information out there, and certainly an audience like this, and we've got a lot of great people out there. You've got to learn the facts, you've got to learn how to express them, and then you've got to be willing to stand up and start talking about them. Talk to everybody you know and explain that there really are wicked people working at the upper echelons of our government. People of great wealth who want to redistribute your wealth, who want to lower the living standards here because their loyalty is not to America, but of course to this whole idea of a globalism, and they're following the dictates of the Earth Charter, which calls for equitable distribution of wealth between nations, which means they're going to take your wealth and transfer it overseas. That's what it's all about. That's what they're doing. They're going to destroy the value of your currency, of your life savings. The government's talking about maybe taking over your pension because they know really how to manage better than you do. And believe me, once they get their hands on your pension, they'll do just what they've done to Social Security, which goes bankrupt later this year. Well, our number is 877-254-7524. Do you have a question out there? 877-254-7524. The information's there. We've just got to get it out, and I think we're having a tremendous impact. And I don't say Michael and I, although we're a small part of it, but collectively, the people who are talking about these things, and I think the Jesse Ventura program, which incidentally went off the air last night, but I think that this had a tremendous impact. We had the opportunity to tell the American people, these people want to destroy Western civilization. I said that on the Jesse Ventura program. Millions of people heard it. I hope they understand. Give us a call. We'll be back in just a moment with Michael Kaufman.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Zabel Construction is a family-owned and operated business. They're able to handle the big jobs and the small ones, from additions and remodels to decks and drywall. Over 45 years of combined experience, they're reliable and trustworthy. For a free estimate, email them at zabelconstruction@hotmail.com. That's Z-A-B-E-L construction@hotmail.com, or call Mark at 303-579-5325. Licensed and insured, Zabel Construction.
Hi, this is the Viking with the Radio Free THC Show. You hear me talk about medical marijuana on this station every week. If you or someone you know is looking for a dispensary or would like to get their medical marijuana license, I have no higher recommendation than the Healing House. Their doctors and their staff are second to none. If you would like to contact the Healing House, please do so through their website at healinghousedenver.com or by phone 720-389-6490.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's, not just Hero's, at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Michael Kaufman, our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Well, Michael, Sydney, we do have a caller. Who's calling in?
Yes, Dr. Stan and Michael, this is Jeff in Portland.
Hi, Jeff. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I had a question, Michael. Do you notice, I personally notice that whenever I am describing some of the things that you're describing this morning on this show to people, if they deny it, I find out later they're working for the government or their identity depends upon some type of government income. And I heard Catherine Austin Fitz saying on another show that somewhere near 70% of the American public is in some way dependent on the government. Is that accurate to your knowledge?
I've not heard it as being 70%, but I've heard it's approaching 50%, and of course that provides a huge voting block. And then there's 36% that are totally dependent upon the government for welfare and so forth. That 30% is automatically in the Democratic Party no matter what happens. They have to support this concept or they are going to be out on the street. Then you have another roughly 14 or 15% that are somewhat dependent upon the federal government. And that particular group of people are very likely to support anything the government says because of the dependency, at least partial dependency on the federal government for their living. And therefore, you have at least half. Now, maybe it is 70%. I don't know. I've not seen that number that high. But if you even have 50% in some ways that is dependent upon the federal government for their life, that they are definitely not going to want to hear any bad thing about the federal government because they have to depend upon it. What they understand, and I want to make this very clear, what they don't understand is that they're killing the golden goose. And eventually it's going to come up. We have over $100 trillion in, there's a name for it, obligations that we have in the future that we've committed to that we can't pay. We cannot go down that route. It's going to bankrupt us. In fact, I think we're already bankrupt. We're just fooling ourselves. And no chance of getting out of that unless we break down this death grip of these internationalists, the global elite, the global cartel, whatever you want to call them, that is literally trying to destroy this country and get this president that we have out of office or can just totally bind him up so he cannot do anything. And the only way we can do that is to totally change the Congress and one-third of the Senate this coming year to people who understand the constitutional principles that our founders gave us that protect us from exactly what is happening right now that we have gradually lost over the last 100 to 150 years.
Well, you know, Michael, certainly we have a significant part of the population dependent on Social Security. In other words, they're getting their Social Security. They have a significant part getting Medicare or Medicaid, and certainly we have all the government employees, we have the people in the military, we have all the retired government people, and then of course we have the people at the state level, and the states get money from the federal government. So that interview with Catherine Austin Phipps, was that on the George Norrie program, Jeff?
That one she was on with Alex on Alex Jones.
Okay,
that was about, I don't know, 10 days ago.
Okay, well, Catherine does a really good job. In fact, we should get her on again on our program. She's a very, very smart lady, and certainly, I'm sure she's got some backing for what she says, because we never stop and analyze. We're all really, in one way or another, getting some goodie from the government. And certainly I get Social Security and Medicare. I certainly take it as a patriotic thing to do, because the only way we're really going to solve this is when this whole system goes bankrupt. And fortunately, Medicare's already bankrupt. Social Security goes bankrupt later this year. And, of course, with that, of course, the whole house of cards is coming down. I hate to see it, but it may be the best thing in the world. It's only when they turn off the spigot of welfare from Washington, D.C., that people are going to realize the whole system is fraudulent, unconstitutional, and is designed to make us dependent upon government, which really doesn't want to help us, wants to enslave us. How would you comment to that, Michael?
I would basically say what you're saying is absolutely correct. The one problem that I have, and this is something that's going to have to be worked out if we get a Congress that is willing to do it, is that all of a sudden you just cannot cut people off of what the government has promised them and is now giving them cold turkey. It just cannot be done, because they have no other resources at that point to do anything else. It has to be done over a period of time. We didn't get in this mess overnight, and we're not going to get in this out of this mess overnight, but we have to start turning the ship around. And as you well know, the only way that we can get out of this is through going to hyperinflation, and I just cringe when I think about it, because we owe so much money now, the only way that the government can ever pay it back is through cheap dollars, and that means hyperinflation. The same thing with a lot of other aspects of our economy. The pain that we're going to go through when this begins to turn around, either we're going to lose this country and just default on everything and start over clean under a global governance system and a one-world currency and all the rest, which I think is what's going to happen, or we go through hyperinflation. Either way, it's going to be a gut-wrenching experience, because we have been living high off the hog for generations now, and the debt is coming due.
Well, it's sort of like the fellow who wanted to get out of debt, so he started borrowing money from his credit cards to pay off his debt. And it just doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
I like to refer to the Weimarization as referring to
yes.
The Weimar Republic, the Weimarization of the American economy. And we know what happened to the Weimar Republic, and it's only a matter of time before it happens here. Under any circumstances, the America we have known is going to cease to exist. And the only question is, what's going to be at the other end? Jeff, do you have anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yes, one last question. I think, though, that things would be a lot worse. The New World Order would be a lot further along without people like Michael and Dr. Graham.
This afternoon, if you want to give us a call. Thanks for calling. God bless. Thank you, Michael.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsor's fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. KHNC listeners are painfully aware of the forces that have brought our economy to the state it's in. We want financial advice from experts who understand what's really going on. The iMoneyCoach.com team has put all the knowledge they use to coach successful people and businesses into a 10-course training program for only a fraction of the cost. Thousands of dollars of training materials and videos for under $200. At iMoneyCoach.com, you'll get the knowledge you need to change your life for the better. iMoneyCoach.com.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
worship and warfare, holy places, and in his hands. 3 praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Michael Kaufman. We do carry his excellent DVD on global governance, and which goes into this whole plan for a world government. We also carry his excellent DVDs on emerging science. We recommend them to you. And then, of course, we have certainly our 4 tape set on global warming. We carry the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Global Warming. And you must understand, this is all a scam. How could you put a scam over like that? Because you control the media. We have freedom of the press in America. And using the fractional money system, they've simply bought up the major networks, and they use them to control what the American people think. And literally all of the media has been telling us that global warming is a reality, whereas it's all a lie. Now, certainly up until about 10 years ago, we were having gradual warming. We were in a warming cycle starting in the 1600s. Before that, we had we'd had a very, very intense cold period, and then we'd had global warming, and that's when Greenland was green. That's why they call Greenland green, because it was a lush green place about 1,000 years ago. And then gradually we went into a cooling period, then it went continued to the 1600s, then we had began to have warming again. But it's actually turned around, and recently it's been cooling, and everything they're telling you is a lie. In fact, I had Lord Monckton as a guest on my afternoon program not too long ago, and he was saying he had taken his jet and flown out over Greenland and to check out the Arctic ice pack. He said it was more extensive this year than ever before. It extended 500 miles south of Greenland. He was there. He was watching through the windows of his jet. If you did not hear that interview, it's available on our website, or you can get from us my interview with Lord Monckton on the fraud of global warming. Understand what they're doing. Help us get the word out. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. And then, if you're in a position to help Radio Liberty, we have an opportunity to really considerably expand, take over a hold on a new network for our afternoon program. And if you're in a position to help, why, please do make a pledge to help us. We need to reach the people. I believe talk radio is the best way to do it. Instead of you might send an email or fax to True Radio, True TV, and tell them you love Jesse Ventura, you want him back again. He reached more people with those television programs. I just can't believe what an impact they had. We just need to get this back on again. The other side will do everything they can. They can't let the people know the truth. And you've got to help us get it out. Well, remember our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Hear my talk on the financial Armageddon, on the forbidden secret, on the world revolution, on the planned police state, on the planned population reduction, none dare call it genocide, on Iraq, the untold story, but the syllabus, on the hidden agenda, how they're poisoning you with fluoridated water. So, number again, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our permission, and our Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. Sterling Living Center believes the word elderly is synonymous with dignity. This holiday season, spend time with a senior and learn about life from the most experienced people in the world. That was from Sterling Living Center, where they feature the ultimate in skilled nursing care for the aged, convalescent, or chronically ill. Licensed nurses are on duty 24 hours a day, special diets, home-cooked meals, occupational speech and physical therapy, and a doctor on call. If you're thinking about knee or hip replacement, they have the finest rehab. Phone 522-2933. That's 522-2933. For over 15 years, K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery Care has provided not just clean carpet, but a healthy carpet. Bonded and insured, K&K has brought quality care to your home with a proven safe truck-mounted hot water extraction process that is pH-balanced, allergen-free, and safe for the environment. Tile, grout, heat transfers, and water damage care also available. For your free estimate, call K&K Premium Carpet and Upholstery, 303-237-4655. Ask about the K&K discount on your first cleaning. That's 303-237-GO-KK. This is the Lion K.